How are you taking all of this in and ready for the next chapter, I guess?
I was just so excited to be drafted by such a really good organization, and they have so many great players and such a great, you know, now coaching staff finally, and great management, and it's going to be an exciting time, and I hope to make the team, and you know, sooner than later, and help the team win.
Matthew, you said
the young talent they have, and they're an up and coming team, and new coach is awesome, and from what I've been hearing, and their management is great, and I'm just a lot of really good guys in that organization, and that's what you need to build winning teams. The chemistry's got to be there, and it's there in Calgary.
Matthew, that top line needs a right winger. Have you watched much of Johnny Gaudreau and Sean Monahan, and you know, wondered what it would be like to play with two of those guys?
Yeah. Well, this year you played a little bit of left wing, or played a little bit of right wing, and you know, found the adjustment pretty easy, and it's just, I don't know, it's something I haven't really thought about yet, but I know how much talent they have, and I want to be a part of that team, and they have such great players. You just named two, but many more down the list, and you know, I hope to make that team.
I know you played the Memorial Cup in Red Deer. Did you get a sense of what hockey means to a province like Alberta?
Yeah, at a lot of our games, there are a lot of Calgary jerseys in the stands, and you just get the feel that it's a big hockey community there, and they love their team, they love the players, and they treat them well.
What's it going to be like to play in a place that has so much passion, and also you're now a part of the Battle of Alberta, and there's some kid named McDavid just north of you.
I'm excited to be a part of that battle, and I like playing in those games, the rivalry games, the big games, and I like, you know, trying to come through in those games and being a difference maker, and I hope to do that in the Battle of Alberta.
Is there any sort of rivalry you've been a part of in your career so far that maybe prepares you a little bit for
Yeah, there's a lot of rivalries we had in the OHL this year, and playing with the U.S., playing against Russia and Canada, and those teams, you get the sense of the rivalries there. But NHL is a whole different level, and it's gonna be so fun to be a part of a rivalry like that, and just playing in the NHL and having a chance to play for a great Canadian market, and I'm excited.
Matthew, did you have a feeling that you'd go to Calgary? Did you have a feeling that they were?
Yeah, a couple picks in, I knew that this was going to be the team, and I had them circled since I talked to them at the combine and visited them after the combine, and this is the place I wanted to be, and this is the place that I'm going to have the best shot.
Matthew, can you talk about some of the injuries you played through in the playoffs and Memorial Cup?
Yeah, just an ankle sprain, but it wasn't just me. It was a lot of guys playing through injuries, and it's something you have to do to win championships. You have to play through uncomfortable situations.
Why was Calgary the place you wanted to be? Was there something about meeting with them organizationally? Did you talk to your dad about them?
No, it started with my combine interview. I got a heads up from my uncle and agent that they're really good guys there, and they made me feel so comfortable. It was the best meeting I had at the combine, and it was so fun going to visit there and meeting, you know, the rest of their staff that wasn't at the combine, and meeting their trainers, the strength coaches, and meeting some of the players even today. And I think they have some spots that they need to fill, and when it comes to a player that provides some of my strengths, and I hope to do that sooner than later, and I hope to be a difference maker soon.
What was that hug like, that embrace with your family when you were selected?
It was awesome, and especially with my dad and my mom, and you know, brother and sister was so special with them. I told my brother to get a picture of it, so hopefully he got that. And my mom, she was just starting to cry, and my dad was just saying how proud he was and how much he loved me and how special it is.
And you talked about this, all the St. Louis kids going in the draft, and Clayton right behind you. Big moment for St. Louis there.
Big moment for St. Louis, and I hope a few more come starting to roll now. And it's a huge day for St. Louis hockey, and hope they're watching back home. I know they are.
What's going through your head when the draft is breaking a certain way and it's looking like it's going to be this team that you had a good relationship with? I mean, are there nerves, excitement, or are you, you know, ripping something tight? I mean, sort of your,
Well, at the beginning of the day, if you would have told a lot of people that the draft would be the order it is now, they would say, you know, definitely not. And I was one of those guys. It's such a relief to go to a team that you want to go to, and it makes it that much better. And everybody says how special it is to play in the NHL, but if you really love the team that picked you, it makes it that much better. And it's an unbelievable feeling right now.
Flames do have a need. National team whirlwind season started. Your decision to join the OHL, winning a championship, and now being drafted. Just take
us. It's been a crazy last month, winning the Memorial Cup and now being drafted, and it's a month that I'll never forget, and it's something that I'll remember, my family will remember. They've been at the Memorial Cup, they came to the draft, and I have 80, 100 friends and family here, and they're so excited for me because deep down they know how much I loved Calgary and how much that, how good of a fit is. They're smart hockey people, so they know, you know, what's good and what's maybe not so good, and they know Calgary is a spot to be. Yeah, well, I got a taste of a Canadian hockey market in junior, and the way they treat their players and the way the fans interact and how much they love the game, and I'm just so excited to be a part of a Canadian market that cares so much about their players, and I want to bring a championship, and I want to just make sure the winning mentality is there in Calgary, and that's something, that's one of my strengths is I've been able to win recently, and I want to bring that mentality to Calgary Flames.
What did you say about the teammates when one pick ahead of you? Mm-hmm. Levy. How do you feel about that? Is there a friendly rivalry there where it kind of stings to go one later? Or?
No, there's no rivalry. I'm so happy for him. I know Vancouver was a need for a D since day one, and I'm so happy he's the first defenseman taken because he deserves it, and he proved that all year that he's worthy of a top five spot in the first defenseman taken, and I'm so happy for him, and he deserves everything he gets, and I wonder if there'll be maybe some chirps from him if I see him. I doubt it. He's too good of a kid. But we both know that these are the perfect fits for us.
And in terms of both of you going to Western Canadian teams, mm-hmm. sort of known to be rivals, will that at any point be awkward to perhaps line him up on the forecheck?
Nope, I'll see him a lot, and I'll deliver whatever needs to be delivered.
What did you say about the national team
development program where three of the first top seven picks
are? It's huge, and nobody would have ever thought that there'd be this many Americans projected to go in the first round, and we'll see how the night continues, but it's going to continue in the right direction for USA Hockey, and the U.S. National Team Development Program has done everything in its power to make sure that we're ready for the NHL, and we're ready for this draft stuff and media and all that, and they do everything, and can't thank that enough, and the London Knights and my St. Louis AAA Blues program, all three of those programs have been huge for me.
How close do you believe you are?
Do you have a lot of family still up there?
Yep, they still live in Medford, and a lot of them are down here today. So,
how close do you believe you are to playing in the NHL?
Probably right now. It's gonna put it this way. I think right now it should be a lot different than when it comes to camp. I think I'm gonna be, physically in the best shape of my life, and we'll see where it goes from there.
They're an organization that puts teenagers on their team.
It's good news to hear. Yeah, it's good when they give the young guys a shot, and that's what you want. You want to play sooner than later. So I guess it's a good thing. But they don't just give you the opportunity; you have to earn it. And I'm gonna do everything in my power to try to earn a spot.
Do you know Sam
Benson? No. Well, I'll meet him soon, I'm sure.
Do you know anybody on the Flames team?
I don't think on their current roster, no, and I don't even know if I know a lot of their prospects, but I'm a pretty friendly guy, so I'll get to know them pretty well, and that's huge with a team, like I said earlier, is chemistry, and we're going to have to create that soon. Yep, dad's family from Boston, mom's family from Winnipeg, and all my friends and from St. Louis.
Any relationship with anyone in Calgary at all?
No, but when my dad told me that when I was getting picked by Calgary, that Al MacInnis texted him and said, "You're lucky." So that's good. That's good to hear.
It seemed like you went maybe a couple picks lower than a lot of projections had you, but you don't seem that upset. You seem this is where you wanted to be. I mean,
this was a team circled on my list, and you want to go to a team that really wants you, and a team that you really want to play for.
Did you talk too much?
No, I didn't. I don't really allow myself to talk too much during the year. I want to focus on my team and winning. But a lot of talk after when at the combine and on my visit. I was with them for a whole day, so that was really fun.
Have you thought about what number you want to wear?
No. Just want to, get all this media out of the way, I guess, and go. See my family, give them all a hug, and give all my friends a hug, and just start celebrating, and back to work on Monday.
All right. Thanks, Thank you. Congratulations.